This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
And you are free to call in and talk live here on the airwaves. We are live 7 days a week, 365 days a year. If it's between 7 p.m. and 10 p.m. Eastern Time, you're welcome to give us a call and talk about what's on your mind. It's Mark with you.
Angie here.
And Jay is, running late, so he'll probably sneak in on us at some point or another. But, hey, what are you going to do? Sometimes life's like that.
Yes, weather is nice.
So, Angie, on this day of big news, right? Like we've got black holes appearing in the universe. We have alleged Chinese spies trying to sneak into the White House South and all this other stuff. What do you got for me?
Well, I'm going to talk about marijuana and how it has helped decrease use of alcohol, tobacco, and other prescription drugs.
Oh, well, excellent. I think that, just from a anecdotal, meaning, the people I've talked to and listened to in my life, I do believe that many of them have used marijuana to, transfer an addiction, I don't know if addiction is the right word, but, marijuana is enjoyable, right? It creates a euphoric experience, and that's better than sitting there suffering, going through withdrawals or DTs or whatever.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So I think that can be positive. I want to get into that real quick, but we've got a call already. Let's go to Big Loaf calling in from North Carolina. Big Loaf, you're on Free Talk Live.
Good evening, ladies and gents. So I'm calling about a toot that I saw on Mastodon or the Fediverse, whatever you want to call it.
Regarding toot.freetalklive.com?
Yes, the thing from making a toot. I did that earlier.
Yes.
So I saw Ian's message about PewDiePie moving to DLive.tv. Have you heard of it?
Ian sent me a telegram today, breathless, that this person, PewDiePie, whom I know very, very little about, but other than, like, he's YouTube's biggest star.
He's hilarious.
Yeah. Is he funny?
He is, absolutely.
Okay, great. I'm glad, because all I know about PewDiePie is he's kind of gangly, looks like the Spin Doctors, the singer, and he found a body in a park one time. That's it. I know nothing else.
Yeah, it's about as much as I know, right? But evidently it's a thing, but in the message that Ian put out, and I guess Will Coley or whoever runs the Call to Freedom account on Liberdon, put out a similar message saying, we're now using or beta testing DLive.tv, which claims to be a decentralized video hosting platform. And ultimately it's that decentralized thing I wanted to call about, just to let people know. It
All
is
right.
not decentralized.
All
the
right.
only way to use DLive.tv is to go to DLive.tv. Now, with that said, there are actual decentralized video hosting platforms such as PeerTube, which uses Activity Publisher under the covers, just like Mastodon does for the Fediverse, right? And that really is decentralized, right? I've got a server. There's a PeerTube.social server run by the maintainer. Anybody and everybody can run a server. That's real decentralization. But DLive.tv is only DLive.tv. It's only that site. It's single point of failure, not decentralized.
They're using the term decentralized. What do they mean when they say it?
Well, I would think they would mean not centralized.
Okay.
If they mean something else, then that's not the correct use of the term, right? Decentralized meaning not centralized, then there's a clear centralization on DLive.tv.
I get it. I mean, I see the point you're making. You don't know why they use the term decentralized to describe their platform.
It's not because it's decentralized, right? Because actually looked into their source code, looked into how I can run a DLive instance.
It says it's crypto-based, too. It says it's crypto-based, too.
Right, but then, fine, right? But you've got to go to a central point to use it. I actually looked into running an instance, how I might do that, and there's no documentation for it or whatever.
Yep.
So if you can run your own, they're not saying how, right? And contrast this with, again, the other really decentralized projects, right? Like PeerTube. And there are other ones, right? Sort of
libraries out there.
Yeah, exactly. I see this trend of, you know, people just seeing crypto and saying it's decentralized.
Yeah.
You'll hear a lot of people say the same things about Mines.com, but the only way to use Mines.com is to go to Mines.com, right? You can't run your own. So I just wanted to let people know, don't believe the hype until you can actually run your own server. They're clear instructions. The only way to use it is to go to a central point, DLive.tv.
Well, thank you for the warning there, Big Loaf. And I will say that I did turn back to look at Ian, who happens to be in the studio at this point, has not left me to the wolves quite yet. He is has nodded and made that sort of affirmation crinkle with your lips. Oh, he's coming on the air. Look, I'm not paying you anything for tonight. You talking to me or you talking for free?
Drag him in.
Am I unmuted? Okay, great. I don't know enough about this, so I'm glad for the information, Big Loaf. According to their website, they are based on this thing called Lino. It's L-I-N-O. And the claim is that's the blockchain.
That's a libertarian in name only.
Yeah, so that's the claim, is that that's like the blockchain that backs this. It's described as a decentralized autonomous content ecosystem. Now, what that means, I have no idea. I don't know, like you said, how you would run your own node on this system. It seems to be in like a testnet phase right now. So all I know is I saw that PewDiePie had signed up for it. I figured there was going to be a huge rush to this platform. So figured we ought to be there.
Yeah. I mean, that's aside from the point whether or not it's a good platform or the place to be. Right.
Now, are you saying earlier you mentioned this PeerTube? Are you saying there's a streaming system that is actually decentralized that you know of? Because PeerTube doesn't appear to be live stream.
No, it definitely does not. Right, and nothing does that I know of. So if there is an actual decentralized way to do that, that'd be really, really cool. But as far as like replacing the static video content capabilities of YouTube in a decentralized fashion, PeerTube definitely does that well. Like I said, I run my own instance. I can federate with everybody else in the Fediverse, just like with Mastodon. I can actually follow my PeerTube account from my Mastodon account, right? So it's all the same protocol underneath, and anybody can run an instance. They're very clear instructions. Multiple people have different methods of deploying PeerTube in different configurations, right? So it's you don't have to go to PeerTube.com to use
PeerTube. Why would I want to? Just out of curiosity, Big Loaf.
It sort of gives you a certain amount of censorship proofness, right? So if you run your own video content server, short of somebody shutting down your server, you can't be censored, right? And even then, you can make it really hard for people to find your server to shut it down. So for example, you can, run it exclusively on Tor or, in Tor and on the plain net, right? You have options. So the advantage is, as Michael W. Dean would have said in the past, it makes your video drone-proof. And it uses BitTorrent under the covers, so it scales with viewership as well. And, again, with the federated aspect of it, that really means that, you've got a web server sharing video, but everybody else in that federated network can also pull your video and can mirror it, and so you get this network scale effect. But unfortunately,
I think it's wonderful that we have so many different decentralized options for video. I know that we've been using the library system, which is, I believe, lbry.io, if I'm not mistaken. And I don't know how these things differ or if they're very, very similar or not. But I don't think we should get too technical here.
Oh, I think we've gone past that. That ship has sailed.
Yeah, I mean, it's just.
Well, I don't think we should continue.
Yeah. Quick litmus test. If you ever want to know if it's really decentralized, the question to ask is, can I run my own? If the answer is no, not decentralized.
Thanks for the call, Big Loaf. Looks like you gave Ian some stuff to, you've occupied his entire evening. So there you go. You can give us a call, too, anything you'd like, 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-3 here on Free Talk Live. Or you can use our Discord line. It's not decentralized, but it is Discord. Discord.freetalklive.com. There's an app there. You download it, and then you can use it on your phone and call in. It's relatively easy. Discord.freetalklive.com.
Did you know you can legally exit the U.S. federal income tax system? Well, it's true, and thousands of American nationals are doing it. The 16th Amendment and the Internal Revenue Code are legal, but only in a limited jurisdiction. This is the basis behind the voluntary nature of the income tax. Learn the exit strategy provided by Congress. Find out more by visiting WeissParis.com and watch our numerous videos. That's WeissParis.com.
Bitcoin.com is delighted to announce their latest partnership with the gift card specialists at eGifter. With many of the world's leading brands on their roster, it is now easier than ever to get the gift cards of your favorite brands with Bitcoin Cash. To get started, just follow these simple steps. Visit giftcards.bitcoin.com, pick the gift card you want, follow the instructions on your screen, and make your payment using your Bitcoin Cash wallet. Sit tight and your gift card will be delivered to you as soon as it's ready. That's giftcards.bitcoin.com.
Go to themorganreport.com and receive updates and insights you'll not find anywhere else on the web. You will discover how to grow and protect your wealth under all market conditions. The free Morgan Report provides interviews, webinars, question and answer sessions, plus mind-blowing videos. As David Morgan says, let my passion create your wealth. themorganreport.com. themorganreport.com.
I can definitely say that I have found the best cryptocurrency wallet. Certainly the best named one. I'm Mark Edge, and I love the Edge wallet. I've been using it for the last few months. You can buy, sell, trade, and hold your cryptocurrency securely. I trust my holdings of all the major cryptocurrencies to Edge wallet, and you should too. No long phrases to memorize, just a username and password. Secure your freedom with Edge wallet. Get it now on Apple or Android in the App Store or at edge.app.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, or these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Call in. Talk about whatever's on your mind. It's Mark with you.
Angie here.
The number, 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. And we were just talking about decentralized video platforms. Not that I know a lot about it, but apparently this big star, PewDiePie, which, Angie, you're familiar with.
I am.
Yeah. What would you say he does?
He's a gamer. So okay. He plays games online. He's pretty charismatic, pretty funny.
Okay. And so he talks while doing games, right?
Yeah, you can see his face, and he's pretty active.
Okay. And my son watches these. I'm baffled by the notion that anyone would sit around and watch anyone play video games. But I am not deluded enough to believe that I am somehow the arbiter of what is cool either. Do what you want, but I guess that's mainly what he does, is just, plays
pretty much
some game, and
yep.
So he makes or breaks video games then.
Yeah, pretty much, yeah. He reviews them, he talks about how good they are, the graphics, and if he's good at them, then people follow it.
I see. Does he play the same game over and over again, or does he just play it one at a time?
It's a variety of things.
Huh. Okay, well, and he just makes his living basically being like an interesting guy.
Yeah, he makes a very good living playing games.
Oh, yes, as I understand it, he does. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, good for him. God bless his soul. Let's go to the phones real quick. I do want to get to your story about marijuana and its relationship to addiction, and I think that's fascinating. Sarah, calling in from New Mexico. Sarah, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yes, I'm convinced that the home burglars are the red light violators also. And then also my conclusion is that the speeders are also the auto thieves.
Okay. Let's start with the first one. Home burglars are red light, they run red lights?
Right. Because when they do traffic stops, all the home burglars, the robberies, and then the thefts, the auto thefts, it goes down by 60%.
How much?
60%.
60%. All right. I have not heard this news, but okay. Why do you think that is? Do you think that burglars are somehow glued to the police van, listening for where the cops are or something, and just decide to take the days off on those days? I mean, there's no claim here that the burglars are somehow getting caught by these.
The thing is, if you're a lawbreaker, okay, so you're on your way to rob a home, so you're going to speed, run three stop signs, and then run a red light. Why not? If you're a lawbreaker.
No, the reason you wouldn't do that is because you want to rob a home, right? So especially if you have a trunk full of people's valuables. Or even a van full of people's valuables, the last thing you want to do is to run red lights or speed. I mean, that's unwise.
Yeah, but when you bought the home, you're going to speed away as soon as possible.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? They have caused a lot of accidents.
The best thing for you to do is go the speed limit. I've been in the car with people who, because everybody's breaking the law at some point or another, not with burglars, I wouldn't put up with that, but certainly people breaking law, and they're very fastidious about following the speed limit and traffic laws. I don't know if there's a relationship here. I'm curious.
Well, here's the thing. In Texas, the police department, they did a study.
Okay.
But the traffic, the speeding, the traffic violation only goes down by 5%. Okay, but the burglaries go down by 50 to 60%.
Hmm. Well, there you go. We need a police state with people stopping, with cops stopping cars all the time because it has positive results. You know who told me? The cops. What if the burglars put out a study that said that this is all bunk and actually these things cause burglaries?
What did you say? The burglars?
Yeah, what if the burglars put out a study that said the opposite? I mean, you shouldn't believe a study that's put out by the organization that benefits.
They don't do stuff like that. They're so busy. The burglars are busy concentrating on how to rob and steal. And I admit that is true.
The burglars union is really, it's pretty bad. Thanks for the call, Sarah. 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. Angie, tell me about the relationship between marijuana and addiction here.
Okay. Give me a minute. I just wondered how the study came upon. Like, did they catch these 60% of burglars and that's why they said that they ran those stoplights, or did they just interview them and say, hey, do you run stoplights?
I think it was just the burglaries went down as a result, but I don't know what the, you know, maybe the burglars are like, eh, today's not a good day to burglarize because the cops are out and I just got stopped, so I think I'll go someplace else.
And good idea.
It's time to, I'm just going to go have a milkshake instead of burglarizing somebody's house, and they just do it the next day.
Yeah, and don't run the red lights.
Right, don't run red lights when you're committing
home burglaries.
Awful things.
Yes, back to marijuana and how it has decreased the use of alcohol, tobacco, and other prescription drugs. A significant amount of data, I found this on theheal.com. It was published in February of this year. A significant amount of data has been generated in recent years showing that cannabis access is associated with reduced levels of opiate use and abuse. But emerging data also indicates that many patients similarly substitute marijuana for a variety of other substances, including alcohol, tobacco, and benzodiazepines.
Benzos. I've heard of benzos. I don't know what they do. Don't ask me.
I was getting ready to ask you exactly that.
Oh, no, I don't know. I have no idea. Bad thing. Yeah, things that unlikely are good for your brain.
Researchers in Canada and the U.S. surveyed over 2,000 federally registered medical cannabis patients in regard to their use of cannabis and other substances. Investigators reported that nearly 70% of respondents said that they substituted cannabis for prescription medications, primarily opioids. 45% of those surveyed acknowledged substituting cannabis for alcohol, and 31% of respondents said that they used marijuana in place of tobacco.
Well, so certainly I would say that marijuana is a better choice than opiates.
Of course.
Yeah, and, you know, if you're substituting marijuana for alcohol, it's probably a good idea. In most cases, like, I would guess that that's the people that are doing it are probably alcohol abusers. Just a guess. You know,
It says that among those who reported replacing alcohol with cannabis, 31% said they stopped using booze altogether. 37% reported reducing their intake by at least 75%. And 51% of those who reported substituting cannabis for tobacco said that they eventually ceased their tobacco use completely.
I can't imagine the tobacco one. I smoked for years, and when I smoked marijuana in my younger years, I wanted to smoke tobacco more, not less. So I don't know how that could possibly figure, but it's not me. This is people reporting.
Well, I find that a lot of people who I know use tobacco, they do it out of habit, so they have to have something in their hand.
Yep.
So they could just have rolled marijuana. Exactly.
My God, you can't just wander around smoking pot. God, stoned all the time. Your thoughts, 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE here on Free Talk Live.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump says illegal immigrants are dying after crossing the border into the United States. During a roundtable discussion with supporters in San Antonio today, Trump says he's hearing incredible stories about dangerous criminals threatening border area residents.
I had No idea. Nobody has any idea how bad this is. And this has been going on for many years.
Attorney General Bill Barr testified on Wednesday that he believes spying did occur targeting the Trump campaign in 2016, as he vowed to review the conduct of the FBI's original Russia probe.
I feel I have an obligation to make sure that government power is not abused. I mean, I think that's one of the principal roles of the Attorney General.
The Attorney General, speaking at a Senate committee hearing on Wednesday, and a monster snowstorm could impact over 200 million Americans. Blizzard warnings are up from Colorado to Nebraska, Minnesota, and Wisconsin, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allen Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Yeah! Free Talk Live. Come on and call in. Talk about whatever's on your mind. It is Mark with you.
Jay.
And Angie here.
Jay joining us now. Thank you, Jay. You're running man camp there.
That's what we were doing this afternoon. We had an 8-year-old, a 10-year-old, and a 15-year-old, and a 25-year-old lady doing some iron working. It was a good time.
Excellent. You're going to be running man camp at Forkfest too. One of those kids, by the way, was mine. So thanks for taking care of Jack there and teaching him a little bit. What'd you guys do at man camp?
Well, Jack came up to me. He's like, "Whoa, this is so cool! There's a fire in there. Look at that!" He's like, "There's an anvil!" And then he grabs a hammer and he goes, "I hear this sound in Minecraft. Tink, tink, tink." So yeah, he he was a little excited when he showed up, and we made the 15-year-old made a riveted coat hanger. We made rivets out of round stock and hot riveted it, and he forged all the hooks, and then we made a couple of hanging basket holders.
Yep.
And the kids, forged them, and they twisted them, and they punched holes through. And they were, and the 8-year-old that was there, he came out, and he goes, "How are we going to bend steel?" He says. I go, "We're going to get it hot." He goes,
"I know you can't
cool.
use airplane fuel. I know that."
No, we use propane and oxygen.
Okay, good. So if you are interested in band camp, or really a whole bunch of other activities that are going to be going on at ForkFest 2019, please join us June 13th through the 18th for ForkFest
at Rogers Campground in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. ForkFest is just before the Porcupine Freedom Festival, and you're invited to come and create whatever experience you'd like to have. It's decentralized. No one's in charge, and it's up to you to create what happens, or just relax and go camping, like I'm going to do, with other liberty lovers. So I'll be running a radio show, too, but that's plenty for me. Go to forkfest.party, that's the website, forkfest.party, and we've got an unofficial Telegram chat or the forum, and you can connect with other ForkFesters, forkfest.party. So Angie is reading an interesting article here about how apparently marijuana, this is anecdotal, but it seems to be helping people get off of opioids, alcohol, tobacco. These are some of the most addictive substances on the planet, and marijuana is helping with that. I realize these people are getting stoned in the process. I know they are getting stoned, but isn't it better to get stoned than to have a heroin habit?
Well, I completely agree. You're not going to run off the road into a tree stoned. You might go a little slow, but that's okay.
Yeah, it's probably best if you just don't consume mind-altering substances and get in a car. But the studies do show that people who've smoked a little marijuana are probably better off than people who've, I don't know, shot a little heroin, just a guess on my mind.
I haven't seen any passed out with their children in the backseat stoned.
Right. Right. That's bad.
When I was out in Colorado, as many people know, I was out there for about 2 years. And I've been going out there most of my adult life for, a month or so to work for my stepfather during harvest season. And there was this fella, this young guy, who was like 22. He was a part-time sheriff deputy. And he worked with us part-time. He was also a farm kid. And he was pretty much he wasn't really against the whole legalization of recreational cannabis. Definitely his union was, and he was basically directed to vote against it. And he said that a lot of the money in the union was, a lot of police union and law enforcement, types were very much against it. And we had a lot of conversations about this stuff, prior to and during and after, the whole vote thing. And the last, he would work with us just in September, by the way, this guy. And I worked beside him for a month straight. And he was like, we're just not finding that, the heroin. We're not making the heroin bus that we were, previous to the legalization. And then the next year he had said, we're one of the lowest heroin use states. Now he's saying, and he goes, I think it's because people are, just not getting into it because they have options. They're not being prescribed opiates when they can go to the store and just buy cannabis butter. And his brother started using cannabis butter, and he was like, he kind of came around.
Yeah, I see that that many people use different types of marijuana, marijuana in different forms to treat pain. Maybe that works. I don't know. I'm no doctor. What do I know? I can only presume that it does. And if it does, and it keeps them from using, societally destroying things like heroin. I get it. In an optimal world, many people would believe that nobody uses a mind-altering substance ever, right? Now, some people in an optimal world would use a mind-altering substance all the time. But, the goody-goodies, right, the respectables out there, many of them would say, none of us should use any of it anytime. But you have to, subscribe to that, you probably believe that some are better than others. And the best I can tell is that the human primate is going to use mind-altering substances.
I would say food and water are mind-altering substances. Don't give anybody water for 3 days and see what happens.
Oh, they go bananas.
Right. Sleep. And then they get the water, and then they're good. Just people get, if you don't eat for 18 or 20 hours, some people get cranky. Some people get sleepy. And then when they eat, they're in a different mindset. So it's everywhere.
I suppose. I mean, I can see why. I can see your point, and I can see how other people say otherwise. But, to me, when we look at marijuana, you know, maybe smoking it isn't the best idea, but there's lots and lots of different ways to take this mind-altering substance now, and sometimes we can, you know, take some of that away, you can breed it out, you can get some of the other health benefits. I don't know. All I'm going to say is that I'm willing to listen at this point on the medical value of marijuana.
Well, the article continues. It says that this study is not the first of its kind, and it's not unique. A 2017 study of medical cannabis patients similarly reported that 25% of the cohort reported substituting cannabis for alcohol, while 12% substituted it for tobacco. A 2015 paper published in the journal Drug and Alcohol Review also reported that over half of patients surveyed substituted marijuana in lieu of alcohol. A placebo-controlled clinical trial performed by researchers at London's University College.
Before you go on, so I can only imagine. So alcohol has been rated as one of the most destructive drugs to society, and it's probably its pervasiveness. You know, it's not like you take one, you drink one cocktail and suddenly your life falls apart. Nobody's going to claim that. But then again, if you smoke one joint, your life's not going to fall apart, nope. And nobody's going to claim that. And maybe if you shoot heroin up one time, your life will fall apart. I don't know. I wouldn't be able to, you know, comment on
that. They say if you try it, you're hooked.
I have heard those sorts of things. I took a prescribed opiate one time. It wasn't prescribed to me, actually. That's inaccurate. I took a pharmaceutical opiate one time from a friend as I was going to the hospital for an injury. And suddenly, like the injury, it was pain, right? It was the pain that was driving me to the hospital, not the bleeding out or anything. Suddenly taking that, I'm like, I think I'll be fine. Let's go home. Let me tell you about my childhood, right? It changed everything. So as a painkiller, it worked. But I realized in that moment, I am never going to take this. That was the most painful experience of my life when my eardrum ruptured from diving. And I'm only going to take this when my pain threshold reaches 9 or 10. That's the only time I'm going to take these things, because if I take them otherwise, it's going to be bad news for Mark. So what are your thoughts on people using marijuana to, stop using bad stuff?
Deal with chronic pain.
Yeah. 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE here on Free Talk Live.
Would you like to hang out with Penn Jillette? He's keynoting Freedom Fest this year.
I, for one, am thrilled. Freedom Fest is the largest liberty-oriented gathering in the world. They take a Big Ten approach with libertarians, conservatives, liberals, anarchists, capitalists, and just open-minded people mingling together to hear real debates, share real solutions, and converse freely. This year's theme is the Wild West, a time of liberty and opportunity, or a time of anarchy and violence. Maybe both. Go to freedomfest.com/FTL and get your tickets now. freedomfest.com/FTL. Not convinced yet? Hey, I understand. It's a high-end event. Even with coupon code FTLEB. Sure, you're likely to receive investment advice that'll make that sum seem paltry, but I have something special for you. Go to freedomfest.com/FTL and you'll get the 5 best speeches from last year for free. Call it a test drive. Do yourself a favor and go to freedomfest.com/FTL. freedomfest.com/FTL. Use coupon code FTLEB for a discount.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Call in, talk about whatever's on your mind here on this live edition of Free Talk Live with Mark.
Jay.
Angie here.
855-450-3733. We're talking about an article that you found that apparently people are, with a great deal of success, at least they're promoting statistics here, with a great deal of success using marijuana to kick habits like heroin, tobacco, alcohol, and as far as I'm concerned, if you're kicking bad habits like that, how you do it, not that big of a concern to me.
Well, the article talks about studies, and it indicates that legal cannabis access is associated with reductions in overall prescription drug spending. While much of this reduction is the result of reduced use of opioids, studies also report decreases in patients' consumptions of other prescription drugs, such as sleep aids, antidepressants, and anti-anxiety medications.
Yeah, for those out there that don't think marijuana should be legal, if people are using marijuana instead of using opioids, you know, oxycodone and fentanyl and, you know, whatever, I don't know what all these things are. I'm not a doctor. But those things are pretty dangerous. Don't we want people using a substance that there are no reported deaths from overdoses of marijuana? Not one. You know, I mean, do some people smoke too much marijuana and just whittle their lives away or whatever? I guess. I hear that. I don't know. I mean, I certainly met in my 20s lots of losers that smoked marijuana, but I met a lot of losers. And some of them didn't smoke marijuana, right? So, you know, it could just be being a young male in your early 20s that's the issue. Or it could be associated, right? Maybe losers smoke marijuana. I don't know. But I think that when we're talking about pain treatment and stuff like that, it took a long time for Florida to pass medical marijuana. I mean, they just kept on fighting it and fighting it. All the old people there are like, take opioids.
And a pharmaceutical. I mean, cannabis, people being able to grow cannabis in their own yard is literally going to put a huge, huge damper on the pharmaceutical industry. They are going to lose. The opiates make, you know, tons of money. And it's, you know, there's such a surplus of heroin now because you have the U.S. government over there making sure it's cultivated. You know, they're making sure it's growing, and they're helping harvest it, and they're shipping it directly into this country and into Europe. That's why heroin, street heroin, is cheaper than weed in a lot of places, especially where cannabis is illegal. Like here in New Hampshire, there's like a big heroin problem going on, and it's literally because, I believe it's because, first off, the heroin's illegal, and second off, because cannabis is illegal. I know a construction worker, local guy in Manchester, who literally got hooked on heroin because he failed a whiz quiz while working construction. They got a DOT check, and they were told to pee in a cup, and THC showed up in his urine, and they pulled his CDL for a certain amount of or his health card or something, and he had a banged up shoulder, and they're basically like, well, if you can pass the test again and, you know,
you get your CDL back.
Right. So he started taking Vicodins, is what he told me. And then now he's a full-blown, like, dude injecting that poison into his arm. Because the problem is the Vicodin just numbs the pain, and the opiates numb the pain, and then they need more.
Well, let me ask you this. I mean, there are certainly states where marijuana is legal, and what about the people with CDLs there? I mean, don't they test them the same way?
So I definitely knew some CDL truck drivers in Colorado that were cannabis users.
Okay.
And the thing is they were pretty good about either avoiding it, and this just happened because it was the
random drug test.
It was a they were going down the road, and there was a DOT scale, and they pulled open, and they just happened to be like, yep, you guys are peeing in a cup.
Wow.
Because they can do that.
Yeah.
And so I know plenty of guys with CDL who use cannabis, and they're just, you know, careful about peeing in a cup.
Hoping that doesn't happen.
Right.
Yeah.
Basically.
Yeah. Well, what can I tell you?
And I know there is talk in Colorado about, you know, on a state level, like a Home Depot, just couldn't hire anybody.
Right.
Yeah,
and who's gonna drive the forklift at Home Depot?
Well, just even to run a cash register or to, you know, stand there and, you know, point to somebody where the 1/2-inch pipe fittings are. They want everyone to pass that, and they had, like, you know, must be able to pass a urine test. It would say, like, right at the help wanted, and they're offering like $17 an hour, and I believe in. I might have heard it right here on this show, actually, but somewhere there was a report where, like, Home Depot's, like, changed their stuff, but they just couldn't get anybody to work, like, in literally around Denver, Colorado.
I remember working at the radio. I worked at a few radio stations, but one of the radio stations I worked at the time, the joke was, if they did a urinalysis on everybody here, we'd have to fire 75% of the staff. And I'm like, not me. But, you know, what are you going to do with one guy?
You know, when I lived in Western Mass for pretty much since I was a teenager, right up until, you know, 2 years ago when I was living there, 3 years ago, there's a local construction company, and they would literally call me, hey, can you and your brothers, like, pee in some cups for us? We need them tomorrow morning.
Yeah, we need some urine.
Yep.
Yeah. I had a friend who would come and get my urine sometimes to avoid the tests. Sure, man, whatever.
Yeah.
I just wanted him, you know, his life to be better, and so, you know, he was at drug court and having to deal with that stuff.
The article continues and says a 2019 study by a team of Canadian researchers reported that the use of marijuana is associated with the discontinuation of benzodiazepines. In their study, 146 subjects, the initiation of medical cannabis resulted in significant and sustained reductions in patient use of drugs.
So benzos, as they're known, I guess, because
nobody
wants to.
Do you know what they are?
I don't really know what a benzo is, no, actually.
I just heard the word.
I don't.
I know it's a drug that people use, and I don't really know anything beyond that.
I'll have to Google that, unless you want to tell me.
No, we were talking about it earlier. Yep. I don't know. I do know that for chronic pain, you can use CBD oil, and I know people who have used it successfully instead of taking the Vicodins or the oxycodones or whatever they're called.
Well, our body has, like, tremendous amount of CBD receptors.
Mm-hmm.
I have a friend in Colorado, and if I can plug his website, he's got a nonprofit. It's called Farms Not Farms. So it's F-A-R-M-S, not P-H-A-R-M-S.
Gotcha.
Farms Not Pharmaceuticals, and it's Gorilla Healers might be his part of the website too. But this guy extracted hemp for CBD, and like I worked with another guy who was he gets his seizures. I forget what that's called. Slipping my mind. But anyways, like this dude like on CBD was like really really good, and he's like, but he would have like these seizures while he sleeps,
mm-hmm.
and he would have headaches the next day and be miserable and cranky. And when he was on a CBD oil, he was like, I didn't have any seizures last night, and he knew he didn't have any because he didn't wake up with a headache, and he was on heavy duty meds. And they anti-rejection for organs. I know a lady out there who had a kidney done, and she got off the anti-rejection meds. And their doctor's like, you're going to die if you take CBD and don't take the meds. And then they would fill her with all kinds of FUD, you know, fear, uncertainty, and doubt.
Sure.
And the thing is, with cannabis, with the CBD, is our bodies have so much inflammation and are designed to receive CBD. If you look at when you see cannabis was basically made illegal by, you know, Rockefellers and J.P. Morgan.
Hearst was highly involved because he had a bunch of pine forests.
Right.
Didn't like paper. People making paper out of hemp plants.
Dow Chemical. Henry Ford actually did a deal with Rudolph Diesel specifically to run diesel engines in the Ford cars after they made alcohol illegal, because Henry Ford's cars were designed to run on alcohol. Yep. Alcohol is a great fuel.
It sure is.
Hemp is a great fuel. And Henry Ford do that. And Henry Ford was really against these, basically, J.P. Morgan had heavily invested in all this stuff and didn't want his investments being, you know, basically destroyed by the hemp industry.
Right. This is what rich people often do, is use their money, power, and influence to get what they want. And that's what happened, and we're still living with the ramifications today. Now, rent-seeking has sprung up around it, rent-seeking being people that wish to profit off of a manipulation of the marketplace. So marijuana being made illegal is a manipulation of the marketplace.
Right.
Rent seekers that profit off of this are illegal drug purveyors and cops.
Lawyers, the criminal industrialists, the prison industrial complex.
Yep. By the way, benzodiazepine, some of the brands are Xanax, Ativan, and Valium. So I've heard of those, and I guess they're sedatives intended to treat anxiety and that sort of thing.
Perfect.
There you go. 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE.
Are you a stock or options trader looking for real trading strategies that you can use immediately? Hi, my name is Scott Bauer, CEO of Prosper Trading Academy, and I'm on a mission to become the number one options coach in America. I'm a former vice president at Goldman Sachs. I have over 25 years of options trading experience, and right now, I'm giving away my most famous options guide with over 20 unique options strategies that I use every day for free. You can't buy this guide anywhere. To claim your free options trading guide, simply call 855-844-9702. Now, and mention my name, Scott Bauer, and we will rush you the guide. Call 855-844-9702, and someone from my options team will help you get this guide in your inbox as quickly as possible. Call 855-844-9702 now and start learning to trade the right way. Simply call 855-844-9702. Prosper with options.
Stocks and options trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.